Okay, Bezras Hashem. The theme of Shemitah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, as we're going to see. So, Mirtz Hashem, with tonight, I want to do a survey of Shemitah, and what we're going to do is just introduce ourselves to the Psukim, as well as the Mishnayis of Shemitah, and that will be our entree to future Shiurim, that will have a sense of what the basic Nekudas are. In the Torah Kedosha, Shemitah appears in three different places. We're going to focus tonight on only two of them. It appears in Parshas Mishpatim, it appears in, of course, Parshas Bahar, and it appears in Parshas Re'eh. We are going to focus for the next probably year on Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Bahar, and Re'eh deals with Shemitas Ksafim. We're not going to discuss Shemitas Ksafim right now. We're also not going to discuss Shemitas Ksafim when summarizing the Mishnayos as well. Shemitas Ksafim is a world in of itself. So let's take a look at Torah Kedoshah, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud. V'shei shanim tizras artzecha v'asaftas tfuasa. For 6 years you should plant and gather together your produce. V'ashvi is tishmetenu netashta v'achul avyone amecha v'yisram toichal chayas hasada kein tasa l'charmecha l'zei secha. So for 6 years, you're supposed to plant and gather together your produce, and something magical happens during the seventh year. What exactly are the words tishmetenu unetashta? So Rashi says tishmetenu means to seize, me'avoda, unetashta and also means to seize. It's another verb. However, me'achila achar zman habiur. So this introduces us to the first concept in regards to Shemitah, and that is that they're after the time of biur, which we're going to discuss when we see in the Mishnayos, then you're supposed to hold back on a certain level from eating. Tishmetenu me'avoda unetashta. The Ramban, in his Perush, points out that the second pshat of Rashi is quite difficult, and he likes the first pshat. Let's take a look at the second pshat of Rashi. Dover achar, tishmetenu me'avoda gemura. Hold back from full-fledged avodas, Kigon charishu zriya, like when it comes to plowing and planting. Unetashta milizabel lekashkesh. Lekashkesh means some type of hoeing, H-O-E, and lezabel means to remove things from the lezabel. Excuse me, means to add fertilizer to the ground. So Rashi says that one pshat is tishmetena is real avoda, and netashta is to hoe. And to fertilize. The Ramban says that that pshat is difficult, and this brings us to our first important Gemara in creating the survey of knowing the important Gemaras. By the way, I photocopied here, we could even pass it around now, all of the Gemaras in Shas that discuss Shemitah, and it might be helpful to know where those Gemaras are. So the Gemara there in Moed Katan says that really when it comes, you know from Hilchos Shabbos, that there's a concept of avos and there's a concept of toldos. According to Rashi, charisha and zriya corresponds to tishmetena, and then there is toldos like zibul and kishkush. When it comes to Shabbos, those are also asur minator. In fact, we spend a lot of time figuring out what are toldos and what are avos and what nafkaminas they actually have. Says the Ramban, if you take a look at the Gemara in Moed Katan on Dav Gimel, you'll see that the Gemara tells us an important halacha. The only things that are aser min haTorah are avos malachos. Those things are mamish, charisha, and zriya. All of the other things, zibul and kishkush, are only derabbanan. And the Gemara has many, many other examples of malachos that are only derabbanan. So that's mar makom, that's important. Number one, the Gemara in Moed Katan that tells us that there is an isur derabbanan for most malachos that are done, and there are only a select few that fall into the category of charisha and zriya that qualify as avos. So already the toldos are only going to be derabbanan. And this has, of course, profound nafkaminas that we should be aware of. Says Ramban, just in terms of pshat here in the pasuk, he says, therefore, unetashta cannot be referring to lezabel ulkashkesh, because at the end of the day, those are only derabbanans, those are not deraisa, and therefore the Ramban likes Rashi's first pshat. The Yisram Tochal Chayas Hasadeh Kein Tasa L'Charmecha L'Zei Secha. This is a theme that is extremely, extremely important. And that theme is that you're supposed to leave over for everybody. Says the Torah's Kohanim, and here we already segue to Parshas Bahar. The Ramban quotes this Torah's Kohanim. The Torah's Kohanim is in Parshas Bahar, and the Ramban quotes it on Pasuk He. By the way, the Ramban is absolutely fantastic on Parshas Bahar. If you want an introduction to Shemitah, just going through the Ramban on Parshas Bahar is absolutely fantastic. The Ramban quotes the Torah's Kohanim, which we're going to see Rashi is Merames to. The Torah Kedosha says in Bahar, in Pasuk Hay at the beginning of the Parsha, a Sviach Kitzircha lo Siktsar ves Inve Nizirecha lo Sivtsar, says the Torah's Kohanim, Min Hashomur Ba'aretz Ein Ata Botzer. You're not allowed to cut from the things that are guarded, from those trees and vegetables that have been guarded. Avol botzer atam min amufkar, but you're allowed to cut from those things that are hefker. Now here we're introduced with the fundamental difference between Isurei Shabbos and Isurei Shemitah. When it comes to Isurei Shabbos, uktsira is going to be asur. Says the Torah's Kohanim, that's not the isur when it comes to Ktsira and Vitsira that we have in Parshas Bahar, the other avos. Those other avos are asur to cut when you are shomer. Why? The theme that we started with, the sentence that I threw out right when we started. When it comes to Shemitah, the theme of Shemitah, we have to develop this in a 10-minute Chassidus as well. There's a lot to say in Chassidus also about this. The theme of Shemitah is about what? The theme of Shemitah is the idea that we recognize that what we think we own, we really don't own. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, the Isra of Ktsira, in the words of Reb Shlomo Zalman, is an Isra of Horaz Bailus, is a prohibition of showing as if you are the owner. There, it isn't a fundamental Isra of Ktsira. What is Shamur, then you have the Isra of Ktsira and Betsira. Hence, of course, the Halachos of Biur. There is a Rambam that says that biur means that at a certain time there's a chiyuv to destroy all of your leftover fruits. He takes the word biur literally in Parakhes. However, the Ramban over here quotes this on this pasuk as well. The Ramban says, no, that's not what biur means. The mashmos of the Mishnais, which we'll see later on, is also that biur doesn't mean to literally destroy it, but it means for a person to make your food hefker. When do you have a chiyuv to make your food hefker? When does the chiyuv of biur begin? So that's the moment when it's kala l'chaya min hasada. That's the moment that the animals in the field can no longer eat it. Take a look at Pasuk Zayin in Parshas Bahar. V'levhemtecha v'lechaya asher b'artzecha, t'yechol t'vuas alechol. Man becomes one with nature. It becomes a drasha b'fnei atzma. Man becomes one with nature, and man eats just like animals eat from the hefker, so to you. So you could eat in your house the fruits as long as the animals are eating the fruits. Continues Rashi on that pasuk, and Rashi says, and your animal at home also follows that rules. If it's kala l'chayim min asadeh, even if you've already stored it in your house, so then in such a case, the animals at home also cannot eat. Why? Again, that's this theme. In many ways, this is the most important Medrash Halacha in all of Shemitah. And that is this idea of Shemitah is really governed by these Halachos of Haroas Bailus. And therefore, once it's no longer in the field, so you think you're the Bailum? No. You have, according to Rambam, the Chiyuv to destroy it, and according to the Ramban, and the Ramban points out the Shitas Rashi, there you have a Chiyuv to be Mafkirik. Now let's see that really Rashi is alluding to this Torah's Kohanim. How does Rashi read this pasuk? A sviach kitzircha lo siktsar ves inve nizirecha lo sivtsar, says Rashi, lo siktsar lios machzik bo kishar kotzir ela hefker yelakol. It should be hefker to everybody. Nizircha, those things shehin zarta vein frashta bnei adam mehem velo ifkartem, your land that you didn't make ownerless to everybody else, and you guarded those lo sivtsar. Osam ein cham botzer ela min hamufkas. Even though Rashi doesn't quote the Torah's Kohanim verbatim, that's the pashup shat in what the pasuk is saying, and that's the theme that continues as well in Pasuk Vav, as we'll see in a moment. The Ramban, though, points out that Sfiach Kitzircha, some understood as Sfiach Kitzircha Lo Sitzar, that you're not allowed to cut something called Svichim. So let's spend 10 seconds to introduce what Svichim are. It's going to be an important term in Hilchos Shemitah. Svichim, from a botany perspective, are those things that don't require cultivation from man, like when it comes to other trees. When it comes to Svichim, Svichim are beans and legumes that have the ability to reproduce on their own. Most of the time that you see a tree, you know that that tree came about because someone planted a fruit tree, we're talking about. That's a phenomenon. Most fruit trees, organized fruit trees, are people that planted them. However, Svichim are some type of vegetables that can grow on their own. There is a machlokis in the Torah's Kohanim, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, Gemara in Pesachim on Nun Aleph Amud Beis quotes this as well, whether Svichim is an Isser Doraisa or not. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that's not the way to read the Pasuk. We follow the opinion of the Chachamim, who say, don't read the Pasuk like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva reads the Pasuk, a Sviach Kitzircha Lo Siktsar, that there's an Isser to eat Svichim min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, there's an Isser to eat Svichim. Comes along the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, no. A Sviach Kitzircha Lo Siktsar means, as we described before, the prohibition of cutting with Haraz Bailus. Nevertheless, and here it gets a little bit confusing, the Rabbanan concede that Svichim is an Isser de Rabbanan. Why? Because of the issue of chshad. There was a fear that people who were going to be eating svichim, they're going to really plant svichim. When it comes to a tree, you can't fool somebody. If the tree produced fruit now, and it came about now, was planted now, so then in such a case, it's obvious that you have planted the tree. Svichim are, because they grow on their own, it's possible for someone to actually produce more svichim and fool people and say that it grew on its own. So for that reason, midrabanan, they assert svichim. So again, just to make it clear, according to Rabbi Akiva, svich kitzircha lo siktsar means that there's an issur d'oraisa. According to the Chachamim, no, it means, as we explained above, min haTorah, it's entirely mutter. Midrabanan, the Chachamim came along and created an issur svichim, which creates a lot of headache for us today, which eventually we're going to discuss halacha l'maisa. But it's important to realize that there's a difference between the approach of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Let's continue on in Parshas Behar and Pasuk Vav. V'hoysa Shabbos ha'artzachem l'achla, l'cho l'avdecha v'amoskel l'schircha u'soshavcha hagorim imach. The fruits are there, l'chem l'achla. It's there for you to eat. Shabbos ha'artzachem l'achla, min ha'shavus ata ochel, says Rashi, v'yata ochel min ha'beshumar. So here Chazal make many drushes. Number one is that you're not supposed to eat from those things that have been guarded in Isra Achila from Shamur. Also, we learn from the Pasuk Vayisa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem La'achla V'lo La'hefsit, that you have to make sure that the Peros have Kedusha Shviyah. So most people here that come to seminary for a year, that's what they think Shemitah is all about. This halacha of la'achla v'lo la'hefsid. And that means that every single part of Shemitah, every single fruit of Shemitah, has to be treated la'achla, and it has to be treated with its appropriate kedusha. So Chazal darshan many halachos from this expression of la'achla. And finally, in Pasuk Zayin, then we introduce to the concept of biur v'lhem techav l'chay asher b'atzecha tiyechol tfuasa l'echol. And once it's no longer called tfuasa l'echol, so then in such a case, one has a responsibility to do biur. This Be'ezer Hashem is the first step of knowing what the Medrashei Halacha are. And I encourage you to take a look as well at the Rambans of the Parsha, because it will be very helpful. Step number two to the survey. Let's now open Maseches Shviyos. One of the reasons that Maseches Shviyos is very difficult and usually knocks a lot of people out at the beginning is because the first two prakim are not easy, and they deal with Tosefes Shviyos, and it could be a little bit frustrating if a person's trying to get a petach to to Shemitah to deal with Tosefes Shviyos, where in many ways the first two prakim, as we're going to elaborate, are not really halacha lemaisa. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem has a halacha lemoshe misinai. The halacha lemoshe misinai is called Eser Netiyos. The Gemara discusses in Sukkah because the Gemara says Nisuch HaMayim is halacha lemoshe misinai as well as Eser Netiyos. Eser Netiyos is based on the Mishnah, that is Mishnah Dalid in Shviyos. If you take a look, we're going to intentionally go out of order. Mishnah Dalid in Shviyos quotes a machlokis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about how to define a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that is ostensibly, Parshas Kisisa, excuse me, that is ostensibly talking about Shabbos. The Torah says, Becharishu Bakotzir Tishbos. So, there's a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says that pasuk, even though it's talking about Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva has a whole Chad Gadya that's spelled out in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud. The Rav quotes some of it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that tells us the halacha of Tosefes Shviyos. Shenemar, if you take a look at the Mishnah already alludes to it. Shenemar, Becharish Bekatzil Tishbos, Ein Tzarech Lomar, Charish Vekatzil Shel Shviyos, Ela Charish Shel Erev Shviyos, Shu Nichnas B'Shviyos. Vekatzil Shel Shviyos, Shu Yotzei L'Matzai Shviyos. That's the source of Tosefes Shviyos. What the first parak deals with is the halacha l'moshe misinai of Eser Netiyos. What is Eser Netiyos? There was a halacha l'moshe misinai that came after this drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's drasha, where Rabbi Akiva says that there is a chiyuv for a person to add to Shemitah, so says the halacha l'moshe misinai, but if you have 10 trees in the area, so then in such a case, you're allowed to harvest around those trees. If you take a look in Mishnah Dalid, Haya Asara, Me'asara Lamala, Bein Osin, Bein She'an Osin, whether they produce fruits or not, Chorshin Kol Be'sa B'Shvilan. And that is really the subject of the first parak of the Meseches. The first parak discusses these sets of halachos in regards to when Tosefes Shviyos applies, what qualifies as an Ilan. Netiyos have different halachos. That's described here all in the first parak in regards to Tosefes Shviyos. When does Tosefes Shviyos begin? So that really depends. It depends on what type of field. For example, take a look at the first Mishnah of the Meseches. Ad Ema Sei Charshim B'Stei Ilan Erev Shviyos Beishamei Omer Kol Zman Shu Yafel Lepri U'Beisil Omerim Ada Atzeres. So there are different, when it comes to the Stei Ilan, it already begins right about now, right? We're between Pesach and Shavuos, according to Beis Hillel, it's going to start already by Atzeres. So that's what Perek Aleph, the whole discussion of Perek Aleph is about. Perek Aleph discusses also different halachas when it comes to Netiyos, Netiyos being young saplings as opposed to Ilanos. As well, Perek Beis begins discussing this. And here, Perek Beis no longer discusses the trees, but rather discusses wheat fields. Okay, so that's topic number one. Now, as far as the halacha lemaisa on this topic, we'll probably have a shiur about this to crystallize many things. But in regards to Tosefes Shviyos, so there's an interesting comment that the Rambam makes in Perek Gimel in Hilchos Shemitah. The Rambam says that since it's halacha lemoshe misinai, it only applies Bizman HaBayis. So halacha l'maisa, unfortunately, maybe between now and then it will change, but the chiyuv of Shemitah, of Tosefes Shviyos, is only Bizman HaBayis, a collector's item. I did see the Rash Sir Leo, who's a beautiful parish on the Mishnayis. He says there still is an inyan to do one day of Tosefes Shviyos. By the way, there is an exception. If you plant very close in Elul, close to Rosh Hashanah, so if the Hashrasha takes place during Shemitah as well, Vameivin Yovin here, you see it's Halach in the Karka, not in the Maisa. If the Hashrasha takes place in the Karka already after Rosh Hashanah, so then in such a case, there would be a Shaila even for us, Bizman Hazeh. But Meikra Dedina, unfortunately, this Halach of Tosefes does not apply. Now, what makes Mishnayis Shviyos also difficult is many important Halachos in regards to Tikkunim and Avoda that a person does to the trees and to the land, those appear in the Mishnayis in a very backhanded way. The Mishnayos discuss that the Malachos that we alluded to before, which is elaborated on in the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Gimel, that are Dirabbanans and not the Raisas, those are Mutter during Tosefes Shviyos. So if you take a look, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, so you have, remember we saw in Rashi, Mizablin adding fertilizer, Mizablin, Uma Adrin, Adrin is the same thing as the Kashkesh, Bamikshos, Abimdlos, Ad Rosh Hashanah. That's Mutter until Rosh Hashanah. Why is that Mutter until Rosh Hashanah? Kaftar Eferach. Because these are only Dirabbanans, as we spoke about before. Now, in these entire list of Dirabbanans, the Mishnah also mentions in Mishnah Dalit, Mizaminis Hanetios, that you're allowed to do certain things to protect the trees. Now, this is an important Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Nun, as well as in Moed Katan, where the Gemara discusses that there are times that you are allowed to do certain malachos that are normally prohibited to the tree. And the Gemara uses the expression, and we'll have a shir on this as well, the Gemara has an expression of lu'ukmi ilana versus la'avruye ilana. Why are you doing this malacha derabanan? Are you doing it to maintain the tree, from prevent it from damage? So there are times in Shemitah that you're allowed to do something that's ostensibly asur, because you're preventing damage from taking place. In other words, the mitzvah of Shemitah is not to damage your field, is not to damage your there's no reason, really, that everybody's backyard should now look really, really bad on Shemitah. So for halacha lemaisa, which obviously the details of it we're going to really have to develop, but halacha lemaisa, that means that one is allowed to water one's grass. Even though Hashka is an Izur Derabbanan, but to water one's grass to prevent, now to make the grass look really nice, Yesh Lodun, but to prevent the grass from dying, that most definitely would be Mutter, as we're going to develop. So that's this concept over here in Perek Beis, in Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet, and so on, that deal with the distinction of Le'ukmi versus Levruy Ivana. Continuing on the survey, so you just have a sense of what the Mishnayos and Shviyos are about. So in Mishnah Zayin, we begin the cheshbon of, in Perek Beis, we begin the cheshbon of different years of produce. That's something that's a little bit difficult. Rice, when it grows, ha'orez, vadoch and ha'pragin, if the shrusha took place before Rosh Hashanah, then it has a din of the sixth year. Many of you are familiar with this with other halachos, as opposed to if a shrusha took place in the seventh year, then it has a din of the seventh year. Of course, that you give Meiser from the sixth year, and Shemitah, there, because it's Hefker, there is no Chiyuv of Meiser. That's the rest of Perek Beis. Let's go on now to Perek Gimel. Perek Beis deals entirely with this topic. Perek Gimel is all about Maris Ayin. Again, this is one of the things that's hard about Masechet Shviyos, is that a lot of the Mishnayos is dealing with what we would consider small details, and the Mishnayos really don't, unlike the Rambam, does not say, oh, now I'm going to teach you all the Malachos, and v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. The Mishnayos deal with it in a backhanded type of way. So in Perek Gimel we have, for example, the Perek opens up, Me'emasai Motzin Zvolim La'ashpasos. When is there a prohibition for you to take out fertilizer into your garden? What happened? Once upon a time, not only fertilizer, dung. People need to get rid of dung from the animals or from wherever it comes from, and from the diapers and so on, but you have a shaila about bringing it into your field. Why? Because it appears as if you're doing malacha during Shviyos. So the Mishnayos have about three or four Mishnayos dealing with when you're able to be motzi zvolim. Similarly, there are other types of shailas that come up. Take, for example, Mishnah, what about quarrying in your field? Here in Yerushalayim, where things are developed, actually we see this in Beit Shemesh all the time. We see workers that go to an open area and they will take out large boulders from that area, ultimately to use for some type of construction purpose. Their intention is not to make that field agricultural. What was their intention? They want to use the stones. But the moment you're taking stones out of the ground, that could also be Harisha. So says the Mishnah, hey, lo yiftach o de machtzei v'tchilas l'tosadeh, ad she'e b'sholosh merubos. There are a bunch of shiurim that the stones have to be a certain size. If you're taking out a boulder, then it's clear that your intention is not Harisha. But once it reaches a certain smaller size, then it's going to be a problem. And that continues throughout the Perek. Another example, building steps. Mishnah Ches, Tes, Yud, in the end of Perek Gimel, building steps. Now, what could be wrong with building steps? So in those days, what were turned into steps were also used as irrigation funnels. So then the moment a person starts building the step, then it appears as if he's creating an irrigation process. That also the Mishnah said are prohibited. Let's move on to Perek Yud. Perek Yud deals with issues of Lifnei Iver and people who try to trick their way around. It depends on who you ask. Some people say that people are still trying to get their way around Hilchos Shmita. But in time of Chazal, that was definitely true as well. Perek Dalet deals with people who made it appear as if they weren't doing Melachos and Shmita, and they really were. What was an example of that? Barishona, Yomrim, they used to say, you know what, if I go into Moshe's field and I get rocks from his field, why? I don't know, to throw them on Shabbos, not, probably not that. But I wanted rocks from his field. So then in such a case, or pick wood for my firewood. So in such a case, now the moment someone is picking all this stuff up, it looks like he's in the process of Harisha. No problem, but if you can't do it, Chaim can't do it in his field. But in Moshe's field, it will be acceptable. So, but what would happen? So people found their way around it. They winked to each other. Moshe did it in my field for me, and I did it for him. So then, Chazal prohibited that as well. And for that reason, therefore, Chazal and Mishnah Beis made gezeiros. They made gezeiros of any field that melachos were done be'isur. So then in such a case, then those fields, yesh ladin, will have to be ma'ayin, whether a melacha was, even if it was done b'shogei, then those fields you can't even use during year 8 as well. You can't plant in those fields as well. Mishnah Gimel is a very, very important Mishnah in regards to one of the hot button issues, which is actually going to be our first topic. Our first topic that we're going to discuss is the halachos of Goyim working on Karka Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. And here the Mishnah Gimel tells us, Chochron nir min ha-goyim b'shvias avalom Yisrael, that you're allowed to make up with a goy the following cheshbon. You're allowed to tell him that it's your land, you'll plow it during Shemitah, and then in the 8th year, then you're going to have land to be able to plant. In contrast to Jewish-owned land, so then you can't plow it during Shemitah. By the way, there's a big machlokes rishon where the Harish is also min ha-Torah or not. The Rash on the first page brings down this machlokes. When I say pages, I'm still thinking about the Vilna Shas, the old layout. So the Rash brings down a big machlokes rishon whether Harish is a din d'oraisa or not, an asay. But that's a big discussion. But clearly, it's aser. Can a person do chochen nir min agoyim b'shvius? So that is discussed in the Mishnah. Now, the implication of this Mishnah is also going to be very, very important, because what is the halacha of a goy does malacha on Jewish land during Shemitah? That will be a very, very important topic that we're going to have to discuss. That's one of the most important topics that relates as well to the heter. There are times that you're allowed to do malachos that are fundamentally, normally, aser. And those are when you're doing the malachos, as we mentioned in the past, to protect the trees and the vines. So that we have in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet as well. Hamadil bezeisim. How are you allowed to trim the zeisim if your intention is not at all to improve on the produce? For example, I'm cutting the vine because I want the wood. Or I'm cutting the olive tree because olive wood is very, very good. So there my intention has nothing to do with doing zomer for the tree. So that has halachos as well. Even when you're accessing the wood, how are you going to do it in a way that doesn't look like zomer, as well as doesn't qualify as zomer? Now, for some reason, it's not a perek by itself, but you start a new topic in Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Zayin, we now have the halachos we mentioned in the Pesukim Parshas Bahar. La'achla v'lo lehefsid, from Mishnah Zayin through the end of the Perek, we have the halachos of la'achla v'lo lehefsid. La'achla v'lo lehefsid means you're not allowed to take an orange of Kedusha Shvius and throw it in a garbage. But there's another halacha also of la'achla v'lo lehefsid. The other halacha of la'achla v'lo lehefsid states that you have to be careful not to pluck the orange before it's reached its stage of maturity, because that would also be lehefsid. If the orange is still considered halachically immature, so then you've been mafsid peroshviyat. So that also has halachas through Zayin, through Yud. And then finally, obviously this has implications as well for cutting down trees in general, but also the Mishnayos discuss cutting down a tree during Shemitah. I want the tree because I want its wood. But if it has fruits on it, then again, you have the problem, la'achla v'lo lehefsid, and when you're allowed to cut down the trees, when you're not allowed to. Obviously, there also is another issue that's involved in that. It's cutting down Eitz Pri as well, which becomes a separate sugya by itself. Perek He introduces us to interesting vegetables. This, of course, is one of the most intimidating parts of learning the Mishnayos, and that is all these different types of vegetables. But don't get too worried about them. Don't get too intimidated by it. The truth is, these Mishnayos are a little bit less related to halacha l'maisa. For example, the Mishnayos is very obsessed with something called a luf. A luf was some type of onion that grew in a very, very strange way. And it's very confusing. Parts of it do have kedusha shvius, parts of it not. Depends on the hashrasha was like this, and the hashrasha was like that. That's over here in the beginning of Perikei. So you should go through the pshat and know the basic pshat, but realize that it's not critical. In Mishnah Vav, we then deal, starting in Perek Hey, it begins a new topic as well. That new topic are the halachos of Lifnei Iver. And when do you have to be concerned that you're either being over Lifnei Iver or being Misayei Elidei Avera? In fact, the topics of Misayei Elidei Avera and Lifnei Iver in regards to Kol HaTorah Kula, the most important sets of Tannaitic literature about Misayel of Deavera Avera and Lifnei Iver appear in Mesecha Shvius in the end of Perek Hey. So for example, the halacha is that you're not allowed to sell a plow during Shemitah. Why? Because the odds are that it's going to be used to plow. Whether it's the Raisa, the Rabban, Asay, La, V'chule, V'chule, that's not so important, but at the end of the day, the person's going to come Lidei Isur. Similarly, in Mishnah Zayin, what about these big vats that are used by people when they gather together a lot of grapes? They use these massive size vats. Are you allowed to sell that? So the Mishnah tells us the following rule. According to Beis Hillel, those kalim that most people use in a way that's prohibited, nevertheless, if you have a way to say, no, he could use the vat to make a large thing of chicken soup. So then in such a case, obviously I'm just saying it's Mishol and Baalma, not Halacha. In such a case, Beis Hillel, you take a look, you'll see Beis Hillel is matir this in many instances. For example, in Mishnah Ches, we have an example. What about an ox that's normally used for plowing? So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to sell it during Shemitah. Beis Hillel says, well, if in theory he'd be able to shecht it, then in such a case, it'll be permissible. Similarly, a neighbor knocks on the door. Now we're getting really, really close to home, getting almost into political hotbeds. What a neighbor knocks on the door in the neighborhood's not religious. A neighbor asks for a utensil that's normally used for malacha during Shemitah. So that has its halachos as well. Mishnah Tess gives us those halachos. Mishnah Tess also talks about Darkei Shalom. It talks about Darkei Shalom both with people who are irreligious, as well as with goyim. So that the Mishnah says you're allowed to even say to a goy who's doing malacha on shvius, you're doing a good job, but Darkei Shalom does not allow one to say to an over avera, you're doing a good job. But Darkei Shalom, you see, even with the over avera, it seem to apply as well at the end of Perek Hey. Perek Vav, is all about the dargos of Kedushas Haaretz. In many ways, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, are one of the most important Mishnayos, Klolios, of both Shemitah and Kedushas Haaretz in general. The Shvius is known for having two very famous expressions of Shalosh Aratzos. This is one of them. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph tells us about different levels of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah tells us that today, vis-a-vis Shemitah, Eretz Yisrael has three different levels of Kedusha. Of course, Mishnah and Kedem tells us 10 different levels of Kedusha. But for Shemitah right now, there are three different levels of Kedusha. Many of you are familiar. The Gemara in Shavuos describes it clearly. And that is Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia, as well as Surya. Take a look. Let's see that in the context of the Mishnah. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shalosh Aratzos L'Shvius. There are three areas in regards to Shemitah. Kol shechziku olei bavel. Olei bavel, of course, it refers to Ezra, which is referred to as Kedusha Shnia. According to most Rishonim, I emphasize most, make sure I tell you who doesn't hold that way. According to most Rishonim, Kedusha Shnia is Kidsha l'shaita v'kidsha l'asid lavo. What the areas that were conquered by Ezra, of course, the beautiful Rambam, that the Rambam compares Kedusha Rishonim to Kedusha Shnia, that Kedusha Rishonah was Yehoshua, who came up to Eretz Yisrael, so he did it with a physical conquest, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chased it away, so then the Kedusha fell away. What was Ezra's conquest? Ezra's conquest was the Hirur Tshuva. So that Hirur Tshuva, that Kedusha remains, the Rambam says. So that's consistent with this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that we show deference to Kedusha Rishonah. The way, according to most Rishonim, we would explain it is Kedusha Rishonah, lo kitchel asad lavo. But nevertheless, midrabanan, it has some halachos and shvias that we'll see in a moment. But kol shechzuke ole bavel, that's Kedusha Shnia, me'eretz Yisrael vad ksiv, what's that area? That is from what's called Eretz Yisrael to ksiv, lo nechal v'lo nevad. So then in such a case, the food is going to have the halachos of you can't eat it. What does it mean you can't eat it? It means as the halachos of biur. That's what it means, the Rav explains. And lo nevad, you can't do avoda. If it has kedusha rishona, kol shechziku ole mitzrayim, so then in such a case, they don't have the halachos of biur, but midrabanan, they said, lo nevad, there you still can't do avoda in those areas. The third area is Surya. This is described in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara says Surya's kibush yachid was conquered by David HaMelech, and when it comes to Surya, so there it has its own set of halachos, even though it doesn't have kedushas, full kedushas hearts. Now we make reference to another important Gemara that you should know. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vavam et Aleph has Tosis develops and discusses whether Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa or Doraban. The Gemara is actually there discussing Shemitah's Ksafim, and there the Gemara suggests that the only time you have Shemitah's Ksafim is when there's Yovel. If there's no Yovel, then there's not Shemitah's Ksafim. Tosa seems to say that Bizman Hazeh Shemitah might be Dorabanan because Bezdin is not Kore Yovel. Rashi over there, in Gittin Alam Midvav, says something very, very striking. He says, Kedusha Sa'aretz is Betela. That's Rashi's lashon on Lamed Vav. So, question is then how does, of course, Rashi read this Mishnah? We generally don't follow that Rashi. The Rambam, and at Rambam we're going to need to spend a lot of time. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Tshuva Aleph, one of the most important classic tshuvas, both in terms of Kedushas Haaretz as well as Shemitah, as well as the Heter Mechira. The Beis Halevi develops according to Rambam and many other Rishonim. He claims that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh is Doraisa as well. And with that, I'm just giving you references. This is the survey. The actual Shir, Emir Tzashem, will have down the line. But we should know that this issue, when we talk about the Kedushas, that vis-a-vis Shemitah, particularly Rashi and Tosas on Lamed Vav, are extremely important. Continuing on in the Mishnayos, we have onions and other produce that grow from the 6th year into the 7th year, and from the 7th year into the 8th year, and all of the halachos, those are Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. Something to keep in mind in Mishnah Hey, taking out Kedushas Shvius, taking out Peros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes people might forget, they might not realize. So Mishnah Mifureshes, Ein Motziin Shemen Sreifa U Peros Shvius Mea Aretz L'Chutzaretz. You can't take out Peros Shvius to Chutz La'aretz. Emir Tzashem, we'll spend a little bit of time discussing that halachos. Once we discuss that, so then the Mishnah also mentions you can't take truma out from Eretz Yisrael, can't take truma in the opposite direction, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that requires elaboration why that's so. Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin deals with the halachos of Biur. Here, this is a famous expression of the Mishnah that, of course, you guys know, Klal Gadol. The Gemara somewhere asks, why in these cases does it say Klal Gadol? The Gemara elaborates on that. So here we have in Perek Zayin, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius, Koshul Meichel Adam Meichel Behema Umin Atzovim Ve'inu Meskayim Ba'aretz, Yesho Shvius Uldama Shvius Yesho Bir Uldama Bir. So this Mishnah introduces us to a couple of important concepts. First of all, the Mishnah tells us that if something is Meichel Adam or Meichel Behema, And as we already alluded to when we saw the psukim, it doesn't last in the ground. In contrast, to take a look at Mishnah Beis, something that is miskayim ba'aretz, it's, what's the expression in English? Perennial, not seasonal. So then in such something that's not seasonal, so then in such cases, no mitzvah of beer. Why is there no chiyuv of beer, as we described? Because if the animals are eating it, then you're allowed to have it in your house. But if the animals are not eating it, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to have it in your house. Then in such a case, then beer kicks in. We've mentioned Machlokes Rishonim about what beer is. So if it's not miskayim baretz, then yesh lo biur uladam of biur. Now this introduces us to the meishvius. Not only does a fruit have kedusha shvius, but if you buy fruits, so then in such a case, the money that was used to buy it, if the fruit has kedusha shvius, is transferred also onto money. Now the money then also has biur. So that becomes really, really complicated. And the money has to be eaten with kedusha shvius. Well, I mean, of course, you're not allowed to now use the money on anything else except for fruits. And that and those fruits have to be eaten with kedushas shvius as well. So that's the oomph in regards to dmei shvius. With mentioning that, so then one needs to realize what the Gemara and Tosas and Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hey elaborate on. Everybody knows, well, I think a lot of us misunderstood. I know I misunderstood until I spent some time thinking about it. What is the big shaila about? Moshe asked me about this before. What is the big shaila about buying a esrog with that has kedusha shvius? What's the whole story? So Tosas tells us that even though Chazal darshan la'achla v'lo l'schora, and we're going to get to that prohibition that you're not allowed to do schora from perush shvius, but Tosas says that's not the discussion there in the sugya of sukkah. Most of the time, the shaila is that if you're going to buy from the esrog seller and you're going to pay for the esrog, then the money that you use now has kedusha shvius, and that puts the esrog seller in a tremendous, tremendous halachic bind. Now, he doesn't want to buy more esrogim. He wants to use it, if he's in America, it's to go to a Yankee game during Chol HaMoed, and if it's in Eretz Yisrael, maybe to go to En Gedi. You know, he wants to burn it on gas. He's not interested in using it with Kedusha Shvius. That, Tosas explains, the real shaila. Tosas there says a big chiddush in Hilchas Schora, which we have to do a shir on Schora as well, where Tosas says that the Isra of Schora is only if you picked it with the intention that you yourself are going to go and sell it. So Tosas says, and most of the time, the person that picked it is not the person that sells it. And therefore Tosas says, Mikra Dedina, it's not considered Schor. Halacha L'maisa, what does that say in terms of Isra Schor Shvius? That we're obviously going to need a shear by itself. But that's this concept of Dmei Shvius, and that's what the famous Shaila about Esrog is all about. According to Tosas and Sukkah on Lamed Hey, it's really a Shaila about Dmei Shvius and less a Shaila of the Isra of Schorah. If it's Michael Adam or Michael Behema, then in such a case it has a chiyuv of beer. In Mishnah Beis they say, but if there it's not Michael Adam or Michael Behema, so then in such a case there is no beer. The Mishnayis actually introduce us to the Isser Schora over here, again, in a backhanded way. In Mishnah Gimel, we have the halachas of Kedusha Shvius when we're talking about peels. Klipe Rimon v'aneit shelo, klipe agozna agal'inin, Yeshan Shvius l'demein Shvius. Since we've been covering a lot, I'll stop for one fascinating piece of my learning and a little bit of maybe YU history on this line. One of the, I think it was Rabbi Shaiwitz, was saying a chabura on Klipin, no, I think it was Rabbi Maybrook. Rabbi Maybrook was saying a chabura on this, on Klipos, I think. And Rabbi Chalap, in the Kol HaElyon used to be Rabbi Rosweig, Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Chalap used to come also often. So Rabbi Chalap stopped, and stopped him. And Rabbi Chalap began to be masbir how significant the peels of fruits are. And then Rabbi Chalap said, I can't tell you why the peels are so important. So who could figure out the pshat? The pshat is as follows, I think. He couldn't tell us why he meant. But the pshat is, Rabbi Chalap was the mashkiach for Pepsi. And that was, he just gave away part of the secret formula of Pepsi. It seems that I might have the mafia. Maybe we shouldn't record this, the mafia, but it seems to me the diuk was, he winked, and he said that there are peels of fruits that are extremely, that do have value and are and are used. So anyhow, that's this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that klipei rima vaneit shelo, so they have kedusha shvius. Klipei goes magalinim yeshem shvius udemein shvius hatzaba tzovei latzma velo yitzba bischar. But you can't even use the dyes for schar. Why? Because the Rav explains that is going to be also an issue of schora, and that also is discussed in Mishnah Dalid in regards to selling things that have kedushas shvius, and how dmei shvius is then transferred onto other things. Mishnah Ches introduces us to the concept of kala l'chayim in asada in regards to biur, when the Mishnah tells us at the end of the Mishnah that it differentiates between those lulavim that are stay in the on the trees the entire year, and those that are no shrin me'avien, as the Mishnah concludes, that those that are no shrin me'avien, they have a chiyuv of biur, and those that are perennial, those do not have a chiyuv of biur. Finally, we have two more prakim to go. In Perek Ches, we have all of the halachos of Hanhagas Kedusha Shvius, and here again, we have the expression Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius, so the two Klal Gadols, one in Perek Zayin, which is Klal Gadol in regards to Biur, and then we have Klal Gadol in regards to Kedusha Shvius, and that, what are the halachos of Kedusha Shvius? Kol HaMiyuchad Meichel Adam, if it's used for human food, so then in such a case, then it can't be used for inferior things, like to be used for a shampoo or to be used for medication. All of those things are part of Perekhes in regards to Hanhagas Kedusha Shvius. Continuing on Mishnah Beis, Shvius nitna la'achila v'lishtia l'sicha lechol davar shedarko lechol v'losuch davar shedarko losuch, that Shemitah has the halachos in regards to treating it in its normal manner. Mishnah Gimel introduces us, the Rav gives us two explanations for the prohibition of selling fruits of Shemitah, even when there's no Isser of Schora, but you're not allowed to do it, b'midah, b'mishkel, b'minyan. Mirz Hashem, we're going to discuss, Otzer Bezdin, by the way, is not found in the Mishnais. Otzer Bezdin is a later invention, which we're going to spend a lot of time discussing. When a Bezdin is in charge of the field, then the Bezdin is allowed to sell the fruits, but they don't sell the fruits b'mida, b'mishkel, b'minyan. It's actually very, very beautiful here in Eretz Yisrael. If you go to the right place, you can mamish see these halachos alive, where they basically have fruits with kedusha shvius that they, you know, you go over and you pick up a box, and there's no measuring, there's no mida, there's no mishkel, b'minyan, and every box, whatever it looks like, 5 shekel, 10 shekel, extremely, extremely cheap. Of course, then it has Kedusha Shvius. It requires, one has to keep in mind to treat it with all of its Kedusha Shvius. Because of this Isser Midrabbanan, that you're not allowed to sell Pera Shvius b'mido b'mishkel b'minyan. So it's done in Mamish. The person who's selling it doesn't feel that he's like the real, real Bailim. He doesn't weigh it very much. He doesn't weigh it. You don't compare which box has more, which box has less. Says the Rav Bar Tanura, two reasons. Number one is we want Pera Shvius to be cheap. And Pera Shvius are, in theory, cheap, like in these halachas of Otzer Bezdin that we're going to discuss in the future, or else it's a way of reminding people to treat it with kedushas shvius. Now we have more details in Mishnah Dalet and Perekhes going on. We have more details in regards to dmei shvius, and then many, many details of many, many different fruit items and vegetable items in regards to what qualifies of treating them with Kedushas Shvius. Finally, the ninth perek. In the ninth perek, we have the prohibition of buying things min hamishumar, that you're not allowed to buy fruits that were mehamishumar. Now, who would be doing mehamishumar? An Am Aretz who violates halachos of Shemitah, you're not allowed to buy fruits from him. As the Mishnah says, gives us all these different types of fruits, and it says they're potter min ha-maisris, v'nil kachim b'kol adam b'shvius, and generally you're allowed to buy it, she'en kayotze behem nishmar, because these types of fruits are not generally shamur. But if you have fruits that are generally shamur, then you have to be very, very careful. To buy it then would be problematic. We mentioned svichim, that svichim are asur. It gets its mention, a very short mention. Svichim is a very, very big sugya, but it gets its brief mention over here in the end, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And then finally we have the halachos of biur. And that's how our Masechta, for our purposes, ends. Perek Yud, of course, has Shemitas Ksafim. We're not going to touch that right now because the world by itself, and it's straightforward. Shemitas Ksafim is quite straightforward. It's just a totally separate world, but I felt the need to introduce these Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis tells us again the expression Shalosh Aratzos. Shalosh Aratzos Lubir. There are three areas. Eretz Yisrael is divided into three areas. Yehuda, Eiver HaYarden, VeHaGalil. Now, what's going on over here is very, very different than what's going on in Sfat. Two different worlds, right? So in Sfat, up in the Galil, the fruits that are in the field are very, very different than the fruits that are in the fields in Beit Shemesh. That's what it was in the time of the Mishnais. So it says the Mishnah, there are three Aratzos L'Biur, and just because it was Kol L'Chayim Min Asad in Sfat, doesn't mean that there is a Chiyuv of Biur here in Yerushalayim. It depends on those three areas. But once you're in the Galil, so then the Galil has its general rule, and once it's Kol L'Chayim Min Asada, so then everybody in the Galil is bound to that. That's what the Mishnah spells out in Mishnah Gimel. V'lam ramar shalosh haratzos she'ochlim b'chol achas v'achas ad sheyichla ha'achron sheba. Mishnah Dalet tells Beferish that you're not supposed to eat from the shamur. There's a big kasha. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? Rabbi Yossi matir afal ha'shamur? That's a very, very big question. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? But one is not supposed to eat from peroshvias that are min ha'shamur. Mishnah Vav tells us the zman of biur, when it comes to grass that's eaten, certain growths that are eaten, where there's a chiyuv of biur. And finally, for our purposes, we conclude with Mishnah Ches, and that gives us the halachos of biur. And that is the following. Misha hayilo peros shvius, v'yigia shas habiur, mechalek mazon shalosh seudos, l'kol echad ve'echad. Biur is that you're allowed to hold on to three seudos. And we conclude the way we began. What is Shemitah? The time Biur hits in, how much are you allowed to think about yourself? For those of you who are worrying about what are you going to do, you know, what are you going to do in 3 years from now? In Shemitah, you're supposed to think about what you're going to eat tonight for supper, tomorrow for breakfast, and tomorrow for lunch. Anything more than that is Aras Bailus. Anything more is Aras Bailus. I'm not saying that's how we're supposed to live our lives entirely, but Shemitah is a wake-up to a real, real honest perspective of how things work. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether you're only supposed to be mafkir to poor people, or you're supposed to be mafkir to everybody, and the answer is that the halach l'maisa, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says that we're mafkir both la'aniyim and la'shirim, so that's why we'll conclude with a practical example. One time I missed Ma'ariv here, so I ended up finding a Ma'ariv in the middle of Givat Mordechai. You know, it was with Musar and Shalom Bayis. It was really late at night. So I'm waiting around for the last Ma'ariv next to Chevron Yeshiva, and all of a sudden someone comes into the shul, and he says, I need three people. He says, I have wine with Kedusha Shvius. And I'm Choshesh, it's already after Zman Biur. So what he did at the moment, I'm not talking Halacha Ma'aseh, just to give you a sense of how the streets of Arzeinu HaKadosha are alive with it if you have your antenna up. So what he did was he called over three hediotos and he said, I'm being mafkir this in front of you. He was mafkir it and he just left it in the foyer of the shul. He was mafkir for a few minutes and then he went back and he picked it up and he took it home. Because of the halacha, that's not, we paskin, it's echad la'aniyim ve'echad la'ashirim, and therefore you don't have to leave it dafkir for aniyim. You're mafkir in front of three people. That's what people do b'shas biur. Question is, how far do you have to go? Where do you have to take it? But could you do it right in front of your door? Is that enough? So he did it better than that. He didn't do it in front of his door. He took it all the way to the shul, and he did it over there in the shul, and then he was mafkir it, and we didn't take it. We could have taken it. We didn't take it, and then he took it back for himself. So Be'ezer Hashem, these are the Mishnayos as well as the Psukim. There are some Gemaros that are kedai to go over. I photocopied them for you, but the hour is already late. So Be'ezer Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim, we'll make reference to those important Gemaros as well.